This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Speaking of the Federal Reserve, I talked inflation on the program yesterday, by the way, with Robert Kaplan, the president of the Dallas Fed. We've got it on our website, marketplace.org. There's lots of good stuff in there besides just inflation. There's that word again. A quick update on congressional action on immigration reform now. It's not happening. All of the bills up for consideration in the Senate failed today. What happens now? Couldn't tell you. Hey, you remember the European debt crisis? Yeah, that is so 3 years ago. The latest figures from the European Commission in Brussels show the European Union grew at a rate of 2.5% last year. Marketplace's Stephen Beard has that one from London.
The one thing you don't expect from European economists, practitioners of the so-called dismal science, is optimism. But listen to this.
We've got good investment, good household consumption, and of course, good net trade.
Simon Wells, chief European economist at HSBC Bank. And here's Nick Kennedy of consulting firm Independent Strategy, also enthusing about the state of the Eurozone economy.
You could argue it's best health it's been in since the single currency was created.
18 years ago, the Eurozone has boomed thanks to very cheap money. The euro's key interest rate is less than the rate of inflation. And, says Jennifer Macchione of Capital Economics, the global backdrop is benign.
Global demand has been relatively healthy, and the countries of Europe have been benefiting from that, most notably Germany, which is a heavy exporter.
But the recovery is broad-based. France, Spain, and even to some extent Italy have also enjoyed an upturn. Macchione believes the action to cut government indebtedness has helped.
Government deficits have been eradicated, in many cases turned to surpluses, so the public finances are far less shaky. And household debts have come down a bit too.
But this is economics, so inevitably there is a cloud around the silver-lined recovery. Simon Wells.
Yes, it's broad-based. Yes, it's very good. But we might be at or certainly approaching the peak.
It's a cyclical recovery, he says, and this could be the best it gets. But the Eurozone can at least enjoy its moment in the sun and revel in the discomfiture of the Brexiteers in Britain. They'd argued they wanted to leave the EU because they didn't want to be shackled to a corpse. The corpse is very much alive and in the last quarter grew at double the rate that Britain did. At the European desk in London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.